Welcome to the Apostolic Prophetic Bible Ministry by missionary Ewald Frank. Brother Frank, as the whole world knows him, received his commission to preach the Word of God on April the 2nd, 1962. Since that time, he has ministered in more than 130 countries, speaking to entire nations over radio and TV. His true apostolic teaching is appreciated by God's people around the world. And now, Brother Frank.
Dear friends, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's a privilege for me to talk to you and always referring to the scriptures, acquainting you with the plan of salvation. We're now living at a very, very serious time. The return of our beloved Lord has drawn very near. Bible prophecies are being fulfilled all around us, especially with Israel, with the Near East, and also with the peace process. And then we also look into the scripture to find the promises for our day. Beloved, we need divine orientation. We must know what God promised for this day. We must recognize the day and the message for this time. It's absolutely necessary. We must know that the New Testament begins with the fulfillment of Bible prophecies from the Old Testament, and the New Testament church ends in the same way, and also with Israel and with the nations in general. It's all foretold. Bible prophecy takes us right through all time, when the new heaven and the new earth shall be, and eternity will break forth. It's all written in this Word of God. Therefore, we have to ask, what are the predictions in general? What are the promises for the church? What are the promises for Israel? If we speak about Israel, almost every Christian knows the promises in God's Word. Isaiah chapter 14, God will bring the Israelites back to the homeland. Also Jeremiah chapter 31, we refer to it all the time. And also in the prophet Ezekiel from chapter 36 to chapter 39. Then if you go to Hosea, the 6th chapter, we are told in the 2nd verse that after 2 days, God will bring them back, but they will come back to life again. And this is what has happened after 2,000 years. Since 1948, we have a country called Israel. The fig tree lives again. It's something that we realize that takes place in our day, in our time. And the Lord said, when you see all these things come to pass, remember, this generation shall not pass till all be fulfilled. When our Lord was here on earth, in Luke chapter 4, he took the prophet Isaiah. He read from chapter 61, and then he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. Beloved, at the first coming of Christ, over 100 prophecies from the Old Testament were fulfilled. In fact, John the Baptist was a promised prophet. Beloved, if we deal with the kingdom of God, it's not Reverend so-and-so, or priest so-and-so, or evangelist so-and-so, or charismatic personality so-and-so. God first reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. And if you go to Ephesians chapter 2, there the apostle says, the things which were not revealed in the times past are now made known unto us, the apostles and prophets. Beloved, there is a divine order. And if God says in the prophet Malachi chapter 4, I will send you the prophet Elijah, then he doesn't say, I will send you an evangelist or a charismatic personality or a miracle worker. When he says, I will send you the prophet Elijah, there's something to it. You cannot change it. And when the same Lord says, if we receive a prophet because he is a prophet, we shall receive the prophet's reward. Because we believe the word of God revealed to him. And therefore, God will just give us the same reward. But then again, the Lord says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 14, that we should receive those he is sending. Also, in John chapter 13, verse 20, if the Lord sends somebody, not somebody going to a seminary, to a Bible school, to university, and then graduate and start his ministry. No, there must be a divine call for a divine purpose connected to the church of the living God, connected to the plan of salvation together. There's just no way around it. If we look into our time, we do have 347 different Christian denominations and churches. But there's only one Bible, one God, one salvation, one eternal life. Beloved, we must come back to the plan of God. We must receive divine orientation from the scriptures to know the time we're living in, to know the promised word for today, to know the message of the hour. And before we can know the message of the hour, we have to know the messenger. At the first coming of Christ, we read in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, I will send my messenger before my face to prepare my way before me. But now, before the second coming of Christ, we are again in a prophetic generation. With this, I mean to say that Bible prophecies are now being fulfilled. The Jews are gathered in the Promised Land from 143 countries, whereunto they were scattered. They returned. And why? Because God said so, that at the end of time, he will bring them back into their own land, into the land he promised to Abraham, which was taken in the days of Joshua, after Moses had brought the people out of bondage. Beloved, but this is our time. What are the promises given to us? I already mentioned that God said he would send a prophet. Why a prophet? Because the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. And God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. There's a divine order in the kingdom of God. And therefore, it is not only the fivefold ministry, which is according to the scripture, but beyond this, there's more. Because God must speak to us. It's not enough to have the evangelists, the apostles, the preachers and the teachers, and so forth. There must be a man sent from God with the word of God for this day. It must be, thus says the Lord, and it must be God's original word as we find it in the Holy Scriptures. And therefore, we have to emphasize that all the teachings about the Godhead, about water baptism, about the Spirit baptism, about all these wonderful and important subjects, we must teach, we must preach. But then we must understand that a prophetic ministry had to be in order to restore all these things, so that we cannot have our own ways right to the end. And by the way, let me tell you, beloved friends, if we look into the religious world today, every evangelist has his own outreach, his own foundation. Everybody has his own program, even all the big charismatic personalities. But where is the fivefold ministry in operation? Where does one realize the ministry of the other one? Where is the unity of the body of Christ? And let me tell you, beloved, even when our Lord spoke about the signs of the end time, especially in Matthew 24, he did not only mention earthquakes and wars and all these things. He said there will be false Christs and false anointed ones. Now, this is very serious. What is true and what is false? What is right? What is wrong? What is apostolic, prophetic, and what is an imitation? Beloved friends, we have to tell you, I have to tell you, that the doctrines which were brought up in the third and fourth Christian century about a Trinity existing in heaven, beloved, that's not the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures speak about one God, but this one God manifests himself in many ways. He is creator, sustainer, judge, king. He's many things. And this one God, who is spirit, who dwelt in a light where nobody has ever seen him or could even approach, this one God manifested himself right at the beginning of time and appeared in a visible form and created Adam in his own image. And the same one that you see right from the Garden of Eden, walking and talking to the first couple in paradise, is the same one who visited Abraham, the same one with whom Jacob wrestled, the same one who appeared to Moses in the burning bush, who spoke to him face to face, lip to ear, the same one throughout the Old Testament. Then in the New Testament, the one whom we know to speak all things into existence, the Lord, the great I Am, the Logos, that came out of God at the beginning, not in eternity, at the beginning. Eternity has no beginning. Time has a beginning, and time will have an end. Beloved, it is so important to go to the Holy Word of God, not to be rude, and not to be contrary to each and every one. But beloved, I would have to ask, if the Bible does not know the word Trinity, if the Bible does not know the term Triune God, if the Bible does not know a single place where anybody, be it Old or New Testament, did anything in the formula of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, then we must search the Scriptures. What has happened? In Matthew 28:19, our Lord said that we should teach all nations and baptizing them into the name singular, not Father a name and Son a name and Holy Spirit a name. No, one God manifesting himself as our Father in heaven, in the Son on earth, and in the church by the Holy Spirit. So three manifestations for one great purpose to be accomplished, to bring us back into our proper relationship with himself. So God became our Heavenly Father. And the moment the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and the Son of God was born, we know that we in Christ, the Son, were adopted and brought back again into our position in Christ. Beloved, then we can say, or at least realize, what our Lord said in John chapter 20, verse 17. I go to my Father, I go to your Father, to my God and to your God. We have to go from Scripture to Scripture. And I'm not hurting you, but could you imagine that God exists in three different persons like this from all eternity to eternity? Would you believe that these three would make one God? I'm asking you. I'm asking you. That's a philosophy that doesn't even make sense. Three are three, and one is one. And the Holy Scripture testifies only about one God. And this one God is our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. We have to realize that throughout the period of the Old Testament, there was the promise that the Messiah, the Son, would be born. And then, when the time was fulfilled, the Son was born. Beloved, there's not a single scripture here from Genesis to Revelation which would teach that God in heaven did beget a son and gave birth to a son. That's not only hedonism. That's contrary to anything that your head or your heart could conceive. Why should I believe what Athanasius or Irenaeus or Augustine brought up in their teachings. I'm satisfied with what the Apostle Peter, James, John, what Paul was preaching. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. I don't need to explain it. I just need to believe it. I need a part in God's plan of salvation. But now, just quickly to share about the end time. Beloved, let me make the statement. I know it's a chopped up message, and I'm aware of this. I'm not an elegant preacher, but I do have a call to the ministry. I, Brother Frank, heard the audible voice of the Lord in the German language as you hear my voice today on April the 2nd, 1962. It was a Monday morning, just at the dawning of a new day, when I looked towards the window and the voice of the Almighty came up, but from the right, addressing me. My servant, your time for the city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. Beloved, to make it short, then I realized that William Branham was the man sent from God with the message of God, the promised prophet, to restore all things, like Elijah took the 12 stones according to the 12 tribes and rebuilt the altar of the Lord and put the sacrifice upon it. So William Branham had to take the teachings of the 12 apostles and place them back again into the New Testament church. And beloved, the scripture does say that the end will be as the beginning was. And we're now living at that time when every Bible teaching is restored, when all ministries are being restored. The same power of God that was in the beginning, the resurrection power, the supernatural power of God returns to the church of Jesus Christ at the very end of the time of grace. So, knowing that this time is very near, I have to say, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. And beloved, if you are a child of God, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and let you know the urgency of coming out from all traditions, returning to God and His word, believing as the scripture says. And then Acts chapter 13 will be fulfilled, where the apostle said, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. If you are ordained to eternal life, you will believe the word of God promised for this day. Please write us. We're sending out literature in 16 different languages into all the earth. We'd like to serve you. Please let us have the privilege to serve you well. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
If you were blessed by this message and would like to know more about what God is doing in our time, we would love to hear from you. Brother Frank has published some booklets and tracts about many important Bible subjects, which are translated into many different languages and are sent out free of charge. You are welcome to order your free copy from Mission Center, P.O. Box 100707 in 477 07, Krefeld, Germany.